Yeah, they did this study where they looked at sensory words in two dimensions and they gave them a score. So what we did was we took that study and we took those words. It was about 774 words in the end. And, well, we basically added the scores together and we came up with the components that we did to define the sensory adjectives using these scores. But what we then did was we analyzed text, we broke down the words and applied them to their specific sense category, so whether it was visual or haptic or olfactory or gustatory or auditory for hearing. So we did that and we used it to identify people. And, you know, when we did this study with Iris Murdoch, for instance, what we found was that you could see that there was a difference in, for instance, you know, olfactory, because that's one of the senses that goes first when someone's getting Alzheimer's. So, you know, you can sort of see change in a person that way by looking at the different modalities, for instance.